You're listening to SBS News.
The joint appearance of some of Australia's most senior news chiefs comes after Australian Federal Police raids on the Canberra home of a News Corp journalist and the Sydney office of the ABC over separate investigations into government leaks. The AFP raids were widely condemned as heavy-handed and for their potential effect on freedom of reporting. News Corp Executive Chairman Michael Miller spoke of politicians stamping the words secret or classified on documents and then hiding behind laws that keep Australians in the dark. With more obstacles, he fears fewer Australians will come forward with important information.
Fewer will come forward. And that, I think, is the chilling effect that is most profound in what we're seeing at the moment, is you simply will have sources, and we've had stories already since the AFP raids, where sources have withdrawn from the story and said, I'm not going to be involved anymore because I just, this is not worth the risk to me anymore. And sometimes I think that might be what the authorities here want, is fewer whistleblowers and fewer revelations and less information coming out from behind a curtain of confidentiality within government.
A panel of ABC executives who appeared separately before the inquiry called for four key changes, including the introduction of a consistent public interest element at the outset of any investigation into a government leak. The panel wants to see the decriminalisation of whistleblowing with a consistent legal threshold for public interest disclosures, changes to search warrants, and the unblocking of the country's congested freedom of information system. ABC Managing Director David Anderson wants stronger protections for whistleblowers, telling the inquiry that without them, corruption and other wrongs will be ignored.
There is not adequate protection for whistleblowers, so if you haven't got Australians coming forward who are doing the right thing, who are looking to improve a situation, improve the lives of others, so whether they're calling out maladministration, they're calling out corruption, they're calling out wrongdoing, so whether it's in aged care or banking, whether the banks are ripping us off, or abuse happening in aged care, there wouldn't be a real commission unless someone came forward.
Nine Chief Executive Hugh Marks described recent police raids as a wake-up call, adding an intention to gag the media could lead to an erosion of democracy in Australia.
This type of correspondence has a chilling effect because the maximum penalties for these offences range from 6 months to 5 years imprisonment. It's a perfect example of the tone that has been set of a culture aimed to gag the media and provide disincentives to us uncovering wrongs which merely embarrass or offend public officials. The accumulation of laws which are gagging the media will lead to an erosion of the strength of our democracy. And more importantly, the public won't know because we can't tell them. And ultimately, that's the real tragedy.
The chair of the committee, Mr. Andrew Hastie, says the committee has received numerous and varied submissions from major media outlets, other media stakeholders, human rights and legal advocates, as well as the law enforcement, intelligence and other policy agencies. On Wednesday, the committee will hear from law enforcement and intelligence agencies, including the AFP. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.